This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we request praises and blessings upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, we also make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us, taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds. Ameen. Accept another initiation of the night worship. Ameen. And I say initiation, you know why? Because as we always remind each other, this is just the start of the night. The night is still young, as they say. There's still a lot more quote-unquote partying to do. Halal partying, building Jannah partying, isn't it? Ibadah and engaging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. No doubt, it's not partying, but you understand the pun. You understand the play on words that I am using here. We ask Allah to accept it from us. We ask Allah to accept what has passed and to bless what remains. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And I welcome you all to yet another episode in our nightly Ramadan series, Surah Yusuf in the 21st century. I'd like to remind everybody at the start that this is not a tafsir program. بالمعنى الحقيقي, tafsir has a specific definition. But what we are doing is pondering. We are reflecting over the verses and understanding how these verses can benefit us in the 21st century. No doubt the Quran has information and has knowledge that is timeless. That is timeless. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday we stopped at the point, subhanAllah, where a transition would take place in the life of Yusuf alayhi salam. It's not the first transition. The first transition happened when his brothers abducted him from his home. He had a life of ease. He had a life of building Jannah through being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had his father's love. He had his home. He had his brother. And he had the family environment. But then a transition happened where his life shifted from a life whereby we build Jannah through being thankful to Allah, to a life whereby we build Jannah through being patient. Being patient. And that's what happened after he was abducted by his brothers from his home. And then he went through trial after trial, test after test, subhanAllah. And each trial, subhanAllah, made the previous trial seem insignificant. Okay, it's a bit of an exaggeration, but subhanAllah, when you are drowning in trial, subhanAllah, you can't separate between the wood and the trees, as they say, right? I mean, when you're drowning in trials and you feel like the walls are closing in, every trial that strikes you makes the last trial seem inferior, subhanAllah. Because you haven't recovered from the impact of the last trial and you're dealing with the impact of a new trial. So it's always the test compounded, which means you need to have compounded patience as well. And Yusuf has been going through this. But subhanAllah, like we've said time and time again, and we've taken several citations, we have istishhad, we have several citations from the story, subhanAllah, of how benevolent Yusuf was in terms of his character, in terms of his faith, in terms of his mindset, in terms of his soul set, and subhanAllah, how he managed himself patiently, building Jannah patiently throughout the years of trial. Now things are going to change. Now there's a shift, subhanAllah. For those who read the story in earnest, you feel like, subhanAllah, finally a time has come where you can breathe. It's as if you living the life of Yusuf through the verses of Surah Yusuf. And you feeling the anxiety. And you feeling the trepidation. And you feeling the environment, you feeling the circumstances, you feeling the situations, and you yourself, without realizing, if you're really living the story, subhanAllah, you are living with a form of stress. And then all of a sudden, you come to the point of the story where Allah says, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. Okay, this happened before, remember? Remember, just a few verses before, the king said, وَقَالَ, meaning Allah says that the king said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ. Remember, who did the king say that to? To the messenger. Said that to his employee, the one who was working for him in the palace. And at that time, remember, we said, Yusuf said, I'm not coming out, I'm staying in until my innocence is proved. And we spoke about as-sabr al-ittirari wal-ikhtiyari, when you patient, when you have to be patient, and you patient when you, meaning, and you be patient as a result of your own choosing. And that's from the completeness of his character. Now it's, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أُتُونِي بِهِ أَسْتَخْلِصْهُ لِنَفْسِي. It's not like the first time. Bring him to me and we'll see. Right now it's bring him to me and I will employ him as part of my inner circle myself. No wasaba, no middleman. Huh? There's no middle person here. The king is saying directly, I will employ him directly. Allahu Akbar. And you have to understand this, brothers and sisters in Islam. We're talking about someone who was mamluk. He was owned. And now, subhanAllah, he's going to become like a malik. He's going to own. When you are personally in the capacity of the king, you own things. You become a decision maker. All this time, he didn't make decisions. He had to jump to the decisions of other people. He had to jump to the tune of other people. Now he will create his own tune. And we'll see this. You'll see, subhanAllah, how he'll create his own tune. Meaning, he'll create his own circumstances and situations. He's been given the ability to do so. You'll see this when his brothers come and what he does by putting the merchandise back. All this is from the actions of Yusuf, of course, with the permission of Allah. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately is in control. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say that, كَذَلِكَ كِدْنَا لِيُوسُفُ. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who put the whole plan together for Yusuf alayhi salam. But Yusuf is enacting it. Getting the merchandise put conspicuously into their belongings. Then when they come back, getting the goblet of the king placed into the merchandise of Binyamin so he can keep Binyamin. Now he is enacting events. Before, قَالَتْ هَيْتَلَكْ. He's locked in the room. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. He's brought into the room. The doors are locked. Then when he passed that test and the women of the city came, يعني وقالت, what did she say to him? اخرج عليهن, right? Enter upon these women. You remember that? So up to now, since he left the home of his father, instructions are being given to him. And all of a sudden, he's going to be giving the instructions. Up to now, he was owned. And now, he's the owner. Up till now, he was stateless, residentless, citizenless, countryless. Now, you can say he's an Egyptian. Or is it Egyptian? Depending on which accent you use. Huh? He's Egyptian, meaning he's got an authority in the land. Allah has established him in the land. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفُ. We'll come to that. So this is where we're at, subhanAllah. So you have to feel that this is a phase of the story where we can breathe, subhanAllah. That there's two people on trial in this, more than two people. Even the brothers of Yusuf are on trial, subhanAllah. They are patient as well because their father is not happy with them. And they're living all these decades, hearing their father pining over Yusuf. You have to also imagine they're going through a test for what they did. They're also going through a test. Sometimes you do something, and then the person you harm, he doesn't get over it. Subhanallah. When he doesn't get over it, what happens? It becomes bala azim. You thought, we'll just do this, and after this, يعني, we will be qawman salihin, we will be good people. وَتَكُونُ مِن بَعْدِهِ قَوْمٌ. Remember at the beginning of the story, they said, let's just do it and we'll be good people. Subhanallah. How wrong could you have been? Shaytan made you do so much more after, and he made you do so much more before, and then you earned this long-lasting sadness of your father. He hasn't stopped thinking about Yusuf. He hasn't stopped praying for Yusuf. He hasn't stopped complaining to Allah about the pain that he feels for the loss of Yusuf. إِنَّمَا أَشْكُوا بَثِّي وَحُزْنِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. We will see this. In his old age, we're talking decades later, we're speaking about the decades of trials of Yusuf. Don't forget, there's a father back home who's also going through decades of trials. On conservative, we always say conservatively, at this point, how old is Yusuf? Or meaning, how many years since the abduction? Say around 40 years? If we say he was around 7, Allahu A'lam, when he was abducted, and then at 40, he was put through the trial with the minister's wife. If we say that trial happened in close proximity to each other, and he was thrown into prison for bid'a sinin, say around 7 years, if we use this sort of an average, we'll put Yusuf alayhi salam at 47 years of age, which means 40 years of trials, and his father's also going through 40 years of trials. But one of the two people now, subhanAllah, will breathe. Yusuf alayhi salam. His father is still in a trial because he doesn't know about Yusuf alayhi salam. Ya'qub is still in his trial. So appreciate the circumstance here. Appreciate the situation here. Subhanallah. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after those who are sincere with Allah. Those who Allah chooses. Man kana mukhlisan sara mukhlasan. Daiman naqulu. Nuraddid hadhi al-ibara. Whoever is sincere with Allah, you live for Allah, you speak for Allah, you remain silent for Allah, you do for Allah, you don't do for Allah, your whole life is about Allah, and you think that people will say you are going backwards and backwards and backwards and backwards because of your mandate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us here. No. People think you're going backwards, but you're going forward, because Allah will fast forward you from prison to the king's inner circle. La ilaha illallah. From people who are pushing you back and pushing you back, making you homeless, then making you stateless, then making you freeless, then making you, meaning your honor now is at stake, honorless to an extent, throwing you into jail, and then fast track from jail to the royal court of the king. Yani, min khawas al-malik, from the most inner members of the king's circle. Astakhlisu li nafsi. Forget about the HR department. We don't need HR. This is an executive decision from the king. Ya'ani, what did they say? Marsum Malaki. Huh? Marsum Malaki. This is direct from the king. I want to hire him myself. No wazir, no minister, no mustashar, no advisor, nothing. From the jail straight there. Wallahi, if this doesn't teach us in this day and age, my dear brother and sister in Islam, to always do the right thing. Do the right thing. Whatever happens in your life, do what is right. People will tell you, Allah, your silence is a sign of weakness. But as long as you know why you're silent, this is the most powerful thing that can emanate from you. Some people can say, don't speak. But as long as you know why you're speaking, this is the most powerful thing that can emanate from you. That you speak for the sake of Allah, you remain silent for the sake of Allah, you build your life to the extent that you can make it a waqf. You know what a waqf is? An endowment. Nothing has ownership of your life except Allah. A waqf, when you make something a waqf, meaning you take a property like this building here and you say it's a waqf. What does it mean? It means no one has ownership of it besides Allah. You've given ownership of it to Allah. It can't be inherited. It can't be sold. It belongs to who? Allah. And all the goodness that comes from it becomes your reward, because you have made this waqf, you have made this property. You've given it to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make your life similar to that. That no one has control of you except Allah. You can't be inherited. You can't be bought. You can't be sold. No one can walk in your mind freely as they want, when they want, how they want. No. Because you are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِ. You live your life sincerely, and that is your deen. Up till now, this is all Yusuf alayhi salam has been doing. Every step of the way, he was silent for the sake of Allah. When they took him out of the well, he was silent. His father told him, this is Allah's plan. لِلَّهِ سَأَسْكُتْ. Maybe he wanted to speak, he's a human being. When they sold him as a slave, لِلَّهِ سَأَسْكُتْ. When she locked him in the room and called him to her, لِلَّهِ سَأَتَكَلَّمْ. For Allah's sake, he spoke. مَعَذَ اللَّهِ. When the minister found them in the room and she said what she said to try and implicate him, لله, he spoke. هي راودتني عن نفسي. She's the one who called me to her. When he was in the prison and the two inmates came to him, لله, he spoke. For the sake of Allah, he spoke. لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه. He said, the food won't come, except that before it comes, I will tell you a dream. And we discussed the whole da'wah masterclass in two episodes from Yusuf's episode in the prison. Do you get the policy here? Do you get the point here? When the king said, call him to me, لله, he said no. He said no. What did he say? ارجع إلى ربك فاسأله ما بال النسوة اللاتي قطعن أيديهن. For the sake of Allah, he said, I'm not coming out. I mean, come on guys. Years of incarceration. Years of trial. Years, years, years. No one knows about you. And finally, you're getting a chance to have an audience with the king of the land. Not his wazir. The king of the land. Who would leave this opportunity? You are in prison. You have no guarantee that you will get the opportunity. The king is saying, come to me. You have a chance to come and present your case. And you say, no. أَنَا عَبْدَ لِلَّهِ. I will do the right thing, even if it doesn't make sense to everybody. Let's be honest. If we were in... Allah protect us. We don't go to prison and we don't visit prisons. Allah save us. But the point is that if you were in a circumstance and situation, my brother and sister in Islam, whereby you were mustashar to Yusuf at that moment, and the messenger came from the king's palace and he said, Yusuf, the king is calling you to the palace. Executively, he's given you a get out of jail free card to come to the palace to discuss your matter. Let's be honest, brothers and sisters in Islam. If we were advisors to Yusuf alayhi salam at the time, if we were there, what would we say to him? Huh? رجال اذهب ها اخرج يا اخي اطلع get out of here go what are you doing I mean ما رأي منير ها منير is silent I don't know maybe he has some ilham we don't have ها he has some inspirations we don't have wouldn't you just tell him go يا اخي take the opportunity you will find every maslaha to justify it لكن سبحان الله ملكه ملك الملوك. His king is the king of kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his honor is something that he knows, my Lord has taught me is everything. There's no honor when people don't trust your honor. There's no honor when people don't trust your honor. What is the point of being near, close to the king and people say this person is khain, he's deceitful. This is Izzah ultimately. So I want you to appreciate the character of Yusuf alayhi salam. And yeah, I know we're taking time on the ayah, but we need to go deeper because we live these realities daily, brothers and sisters in Islam, in our own capacities, in our projects, in our workspaces, in our WhatsApp groups. Sorry, I bring it back to the WhatsApp groups because subhanAllah, the pettiness in the WhatsApp groups, Allahul Musta'an. We see it. Munir, you weren't here, wallahi. I told them something about how people leave WhatsApp groups when you upset them, when you make them upset, you know, they leave. So I said at the beginning of Ramadan, someone, you know, they get these WhatsApp stickers, they put it in the group. At the beginning of Ramadan, there was these stickers coming into groups, Shaytan ghadar. Shaytan left the group. You missed that one, Habibi. I just, for you, we repeat it. Our brother Munir, mashallah, we love him for the sake of Allah. Allah give him shifa. Give him cure and raise his ranks. Ameen ya Rabbi. Want us to make dua for you also? We will. Don't have to cough that hard, Habibi. May Allah also give you shifa. young man. We go through these in our daily lives. And the question is, how do we react? How do we react? And I want you to focus on this reaction. Because subhanAllah, you will see a theme throughout. Up till now, when Yusuf is in a state of weakness, What have we been hearing? Inna naraka minal muhsinin. Yani anta mamluk, lakin naraka muhsinan. You owned, but we always see you doing good. Very soon, you will see Yusuf in a state of power, and his brothers come to him, and his brothers will say to him, Inna naraka minal muhsinin. They don't know him. Because this is the qimmah of akhlaq. This is the height of character. When you have weakness, you are the same. And when you have ultimate power, you are the same. that when you were a slave, people said, we see you muhsin. We see you a person who is excellent. And when you have all the power and you have, people working for you, and you have a palace and you have servants and you have, and then they come and people come to you and say, inna naraka min al-muhsinin. And guess what? The same people who harmed you 40, 50 years before. What does this tell you about the character of Yusuf alayhi salam? I know I'm fast forwarding. I couldn't help myself. I wanted to hold that verse till when we got there. But subhanAllah, أنا ضعيف أمام هذه الآيات الجميلة المباركة سبحانAllah. أمام هذه الحياة الطيبة. You become weak in front of these beautiful verses and these amazing meanings and this phenomenal history, seerah of the life of Yusuf alayhi salam. That I, subhanAllah, I feel my weaknesses when I look into the life of Yusuf and I see the gaps that I need to fill. And I see the places that I need to improve in. SubhanAllah, you see it. In our lives, how many people can without fail say, Muhsin, 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 the furthest from us and the closest to us? We have to ask ourselves that question. That this man was put through the grind. Wallahi, we go through tests, but 4 to 5 decades of tests. And his description is the same throughout. You can only do this, my brother and sister in Islam. He wasn't an angel, he was a human being. I know the women of the city said, what did they say? Ma hada bashara. He's not a human being. No, he was a human being. But you can only do this when you make Allah own your life. Yani, when nothing matters to you except what Allah thinks of you. When nothing matters to you except what Allah knows of you. This is when you can reach these levels in character. And we all have room for improvement. The person speaking to you first and foremost. And you have to remember, when you give your life to Allah like Yusuf has, Yusuf sees himself as someone who, if he speaks, then he's making Allah hear something. And if he acts, then he's making Allah see something. And if he thinks, then he's making Allah know something of him. Allah already knows, but we're talking about manifest knowledge now. Meaning the knowledge that becomes that Allah allows to become apparent after being hidden. Obviously Allah knows everything before it happens, because He knows our life before we lived it. But you understand the point. When we act, we're making Allah see us, our action. When we speak, He's hearing our speech. When you live for Allah, you don't want to make Allah see something, you're not happy for Him to see. You don't want Allah to hear something, you're not happy for Him to hear. You don't want Allah to know something of you, you're not happy for Allah to know that thing of you. Do you get it? It's like a child when he's innocent or she's innocent and she wants to have her parents only love her or love him. You're selective with what you make your parents see. What you do with your friends, you don't do with your parents. And you hope that your friends don't tell your parents. And when your friends tell your parents, you become upset with your friends. Not because you did it, but because they sold you out, as they say. Yani, they sold you out. You sold me out. You exposed me. So when you make your life for Allah, it becomes like this. And this is Yusuf. He is static in his character because before he speaks, he thinks, is this beloved to Allah? If it is, I'll say it. If it's not, I will leave it. Before he acts, he thinks, is this action beloved to Allah? If it is, I'll do it. If it isn't, I'll refrain. Before he thinks, are these thoughts beloved to Allah? If it is, I will progress my thoughts. If it's not, I will. We need to build our lives to this level, my dear brother and sister in Islam. This is La ilaha illallah. This is the reality of Tawheed. This is the reality of Tawheed al-Amali. We talk about belief in one Allah. In practice, this belief in one Allah entails this. I can't, wallahi, I'm searching for words. I can't say it better than this. Make your life an endowment, a waqf. Give it to Allah. In any case, Yusuf alayhi salam, now his honor has been not only made intact but perfected. Why? The people who were responsible for his incarceration, for his jailing, they were the ones who bore witness that he's totally innocent. That it was them who was at fault. And the minister's wife herself said, "Ana hashas al-haq." Now everything's come out. Ana rawadtu an nafsi. She is spilling the beans, as they say, confessing. The king comes and says to Yusuf alayhi salam, meaning the king asks for Yusuf's presence. so that the, so he can employ Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا مِنَ الْبَلَاغَ الْقُرْآنِيَّ يعني, Subhanallah. That's why I said the Quranic stories, you can't match them. Every word, every verse, there's it's a madrasa. Allah didn't say when the king saw Yusuf, when the king learned about Yusuf's CV. Allah says, فَلَمَّا كَلَّمَهُ. When the king spoke to Yusuf, when the king engaged Yusuf in conversation, قَالَ إِنَّكَ لِيَوْمَ لَدَيْنَا مَكِينٌ أَمِينٌ. That from now, you have a safe establishment in this land. Yani, all قيود were lifted. What's قيود? All the hindrances were lifted. Slavery lifted. Owned lifted. Jail time expunged. Fingerprints deleted. Huh? Think of it like this. Records shredded. No one is allowed to even say we met you in the prison. Illegal. Someone says it, you will be punished. This is the level of makin, huh, that Allah brought to this man. Yesterday in the prison, today in fitah. Subhanallah. When Allah opens upon you, wallahi, my dear brother and sister in Islam, it's an opening like no other. And they say, fatahallahu lak. That is a powerful dua. May Allah open for you, my brother. When Allah opens for you, that is an opening that cannot be matched. Cannot be matched. Yusuf alayhi salam, Allah fast forwards everything. Like, you know, subhanallah, you can see how it's moving. Like even 7 years in prison, you don't think it's 7 years, but it's moving. Yusuf alayhi salam immediately says, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. This is the talking point. Yusuf says, place me in charge of the storage houses. Now remember something, let's go back. Why is Yusuf here? Because of his character. Why? When the messengers, when the king's messenger went to him, that is the same messenger that Yusuf alayhi salam said to him, when you go and work for the king, tell him, هناك شخص مسكين, يعني شخص مو مسكين, شخص يعني ما شاء الله تبارك الله, في السجن, there's a person in jail, his name is Yusuf, just look into his matter. Remember that. You remember that? Yusuf asked this person who he knew would be freed for assistance. Remember? Okay. This person forgot, right? When this person, after so long, comes back, we're talking about years later, comes back to Yusuf alayhi salam and mentions the dream of the king, Yusuf interprets the dream. Amazing character. We spoke about this. If you didn't watch it, go back. Many people are saying, Sheikh, what's your YouTube channel's name? Wallahi, if you don't know my name, this is a musibah. I'm not saying know my name because I'm important. But subhanallah, how can you be sitting here with me night after night and you don't know my name? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. هذا ممكن من لطف الله علينا. Maybe this is better for me. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So if you search on YouTube, Sajid Umar, YouTube. And then that when the results come up, you have to look for the actual YouTube page because other people have my videos on their pages. So you'll see other people's pages come up. If you scroll a little bit down, you will see it. I don't have the salahiyah, the blue ticks and all these things, ma'alesh, sorry. I don't have all that, all those benefits. So you won't see it at the top, you have to search down. Once you're there, one of my students said, Sheikh, you got to tell them, subscribe and then click the bell, the notifications. So I'm just giving the amana. I told them I will let you know. Subscribe and then the bell for the notifications. You have to go back to that lesson. But remember we said, not only did Yusuf alayhi salam interpret the dream, but Yusuf offered the solutions for the king. This is what made the king amazed by Yusuf. That I sent him to get me a translation for this dream, an interpretation, apologies, for this dream. If the interpretation came, I could have discussed with my inner circle, with my advisors, what do they think about it. But subhanallah, this messenger of mine came back with the interpretation and the solution. Remember, huh? And what did Yusuf say in the solution? That you're going to have 7 years of rainfall. You're going to have to plant and you're going to have to protect your harvest, and you're going to have to keep a portion for eating during the 7 years, but you're going to have to save a portion for eating during the years of drought, and then there'll be 7 years of drought, and then after 7 years of drought, there'll be 7 years of rainfall again. Li su'al lakum. I have a question for you all. How did Yusuf alayhi salam know that after 7 years of drought will be 7 years of rainfall? Remember the dream of the king. Seven fat cows, healthy cows being consumed by seven thin cows. Seven healthy stems of crop, green, fresh, healthy, strong looking crops being consumed by seven stale, dry, brown, wilted crops. This is all the king saw. Where did Yusuf get the idea that after the 7 years of drought, there'll be 7 years, meaning there'll be years of ease and khair and rainfall and goodness and benevolence and so on and so forth? Now, I'm looking for wahid dhaki. I'm looking for one clever person. And Munir is going to give you the prize, inshallah. Now, Munir will give you the prize. What should the prize be? If we had an Al-Kawthar course, we'd say free ticket to a next Al-Kawthar course. Or maybe there'll be one, inshallah. But we don't want any gharar, and we don't want any unfair gharar. So, because we haven't announced the course, it has to be something tangible, ya Munir. Tayyib, Munir, the prize is with Munir. I put the amanu on Munir, inshallah. He has the shoulders for the troubles I give him. Barakallahu feek. Who has the answer to this? It would be conflict of interest if you are the prize giver and the answer to the question. So let's give other people a chance. Yalla jama'ah. Don't shake your head. Think. And contemplate. Try. نحن في مجلس العلم. There's no problem. We are in a knowledge circle. There's no issue if you make a mistake. That's why I'm here. To correct any mistakes if they are. How? Yaqub didn't tell him anything about this. Didn't give him details about this. How did Yusuf extract from the dream that after the 7 years of drought, of famine, there will be years that ease will return to them. There will be years of ease. Allah gave him wahi, mashallah. This is one of the interpretations of tafsir. This is one of the answers of the scholars. That Allah gave him, he was a prophet, Allah gave him wahi. MashaAllah, mumtaz. There's another interpretation that the scholars have. There's another explanation, rather, that the scholars have. You can think. Who has an idea? Yes, yeah, Zakaria.
He was given the ability to interpret dreams.
He was given the ability to interpret dreams, but there's no symbol in these dreams about the ease. The symbols in the dreams are connected to years of goodness being consumed by years of drought. Where do we have from the dream years of drought being consumed by years of goodness?
Was it part of the suggestion that if they save it, when they have the years of the goodness, if they save it for those years, for the...
No, the years of goodness, we're talking that after the years of drought, meaning there'll be years of drought, but the years of drought will come to an end. You have the answer, isn't it? Almost.
The numbers together, like seven, and then after that it's going to return to how it was.
Lazim? Has to be like that?
No, because it will return to how it was. So he's coming back again. How is things?
Ahsan, mashallah, tabarakallah. Mashallah. How will you give yourself the prize, ya?
Everyone has to give.
Everyone has to give Munir a prize now. Huh? MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Now, the scholars of tafsir say that this was from his knowledge of his sharia, and it's also part of our sharia. Yani, inna ma'al usri yusra. Huh? After difficulty comes ease. And also, like Munir said, Hafidhahullah, Sheikh Munir. He said, 7 years of drought. Tayyip, 7 years of drought, then what? Then we'll, meaning there's a limit, there's a boundary. After 7 years, the situation will change. If it's going to change, what will it change to? It's already difficult, it will change to ease. Now, Okay, I thought I make it a bit more interactive today. Yusuf alayhi salam, obviously he came up with the solution. And he knows the complexity. He understands the intensity. That subhanAllah, in front of us is not just a trial for Yusuf. In front of us is a trial for an ummah, for Egypt. That if this matter is not managed well, countless people are going to die. 7 years of famine, countless people are going to die. So Yusuf alayhi salam says, Ij'alni ala khaza'in al-ard, make me in charge of the storage houses. Meaning, make me in charge of the finances. Make me in charge of this whole protocol here. Now, there's a question that is raised here. Are we allowed to put ourselves forward for these manasib, for these high offices? You put yourself forward and you campaign for it and you say, vote me in and put me in. We know that from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is discouragement from this. However, that's a general rule. There's an exception to it. And that exception to it is when you know that if you don't assume that seat has to be filled. And someone else with lesser knowledge will take it, and when they take it, the harm will be it will be inclusive. It will be widespread. And when I was training as a judge in Saudiya, many students, there were judges around me. They had this meaning. It's natural. You fear the seat, so people try to find ways to get out of it. And generally, it's not easy. Once you select it, then it's your journey. Unless illa man rahim Allah. Except if Allah opens for you a way whereby from a higher office you get an exception and they take you out of the process. So a lot of them would say, even to me, that Allah, Sheikh Sajid, you are so fortunate. You're studying this, mashallah, unique ilm and going through this unique training, but you won't have to do this job. You don't have to sit from, you know, 5-6 hours a day listening to mashakil and nas. Listen to people's problems. That's how it is. But they don't know, subhanAllah. And I told them, if I show you my email, you'll see mashakil, you'll see problems. I open my social media, you'll see problems. I open my WhatsApp, I show you problems. Yani, we're already dealing with problems, subhanAllah. May Allah ease the affairs of the ummah. But some of the teachers who were judges who would come to train us, they would say this point, this nuqtah. يعني يا جماعة يعني الكرسي لابد وأي يعني يعني this chair, meaning the chair of the judge, يعني لا يمكث فارغا, it doesn't stay without someone sitting on it. If you don't sit on it, someone else is going to sit on it. If you don't sit on it, someone else is going to sit. It's not that you didn't sit, so no one's going to sit. And لا يفرغ, it's not left empty. So if you know that you have the character, you have the knowledge, you have the responsibility for that seat, then استعن بالله ولا تعجز. Seek Allah's assistance and don't decapacitate yourself. Assume the responsibility. فأنت على ثغر, يعني that's the reality. You've been deployed by Allah. Allah has deployed you to one of the entrances through which the enemy can attack. He's made you a soldier there. You have to assume it. This is Yusuf's circumstance. In the knowledge of Yusuf, looking at the circumstances around him, the realities around him, he is the most suitable for this job. And subhanAllah, he pitches it to the king. He says to the king, Inni hafidhun alim, la ilaha illallah. He's telling the king that you need, not only did I interpret your dream, not only did I tell you how, and remember there was details in the dream. When you harvest the crop, where should you leave? Where should you leave the seed? Leave it in the stem, in its original covering. He's giving him details, the fasil. He's giving him details, the fasil meaning details. Now he's telling the king, and I'm also telling you, the person who needs to manage this portfolio, he needs to be hafidh and he needs to be alim. He needs to be knowledgeable and he needs to be responsible, trustworthy. It's not enough that he knows, but he's not trustworthy. And it's not enough that he's trustworthy, and he doesn't know. You need to hire someone for this role who is knowledgeable and trustworthy, and people are at different levels when it comes to trust. You need someone at the higher level of trust who can put everyone before himself. Put al-maslaha al-amma before al-maslaha al-khassa. He will put the maslaha, the benefit of the majority of the masses, before his own benefit. This is who you need for this role, because there's no luxury for mistakes. There's no room for mistakes here. This is a role that needs excellence in execution. Now, subhanAllah, do you see Yusuf alayhi salam saying, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض فإني نبي ابن نبي ابن نبي ابن نبي? Do you see him saying this? That make me in charge of the storage houses because I'm a prophet, the son of a prophet, the son of a prophet, the son of a prophet. Does he come with the whole the lineage deal? No. I mean, let's be honest. If there was anyone applying for a job and he could use the lineage deal, who can you find better than Yusuf? Huh? Yani, prophet, son of a prophet, who was a son of a prophet. Like, my father's a prophet, my grandfather's a prophet, my great-grandfather's a prophet. And guess what? My great-grandfather, wa Ibrahim, nafsu. Huh? It's Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah chose all of them. So that's why this is my CV. He doesn't mention anything. He doesn't. And like we said yesterday or the other day, does anyone know who Yusuf is? Does the king know who a Nabi, Ibn Nabi, Ibn Nabi, Ibn Nabi? The king doesn't know anything. All the king knows is who I can fata al-wazir. He was the slave boy of the minister. That's all the king knows. And he was a person who was jailed. That's all the king knows. So Yusuf is not throwing, you know what they call fluff. Huh? They call it today fluff. Just throw fluff out there. Hire me. You know, people write their CVs. I am A, B, I'm this, I'm the most. Say about this about yourself. MashaAllah. Ya'ani. Hey, you think to yourself, subhanAllah. And why is this person even applying in the first place? This person should never be jobless with a CV like this and a description like this. Isn't it? Right? I am a self-motivated being who is very social and loves to network and only sleeps less than 4 hours a day. Alhamdulillah. If it's true, la ba'as, no problem, no problem if it's true. We spoke about personality traits, we won't repeat that, but you can go back to those sessions. Yusuf alayhi salam is the real deal. He's not a show, he's a character. He's not saying hire me because of my personality. He's saying hire me because you need someone who is hafidh, trustworthy, responsible, and alim. And subhanAllah, even today, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when it comes to Islam and learning about Islam, we always say you need teachers. But you know what? You don't just need a teacher. You need a teacher who is hafidh and alim. You need a teacher who is really knowledgeable of the Sharia, and a teacher who is responsible. Not just knowledgeable, but responsible. This is so important. Because how many people studied the religion and took people astray? And how many people studied the religion and through the study of religion, they misrepresented the deen and they created all sorts of fitan? They're not responsible with their knowledge. They choose Facebook to discuss and YouTube to discuss matters that should be discussed in closed circles between scholars. They discuss it with the masses of the ummah. You think, where are you living, brother? In a book, in a bubble? Where's your responsibility? And there's a difference, and I've said this before, there's a difference between information and knowledge. When you process information, it becomes knowledge. You can't learn this Sharia and have a lot of info. When people show, you know, they know how to, some people, that's, and you see these people who don't use the right platforms to discuss things, all they're good for is throwing at you information, showing you how well read they are. And to the trained eye and ear, you can see the flaws in the analysis. That there's no analysis or little analysis, or it's a flawed analysis. But obviously to the lay public, wow, because the lay public is amazed by what? By noise. Yeah, you take a Datsun and put a nice exhaust piece at the back, so it sounds like a Lamborghini. It excites people, isn't it? People say, khalas, we all should be doing that because we can't afford the Lamborghini. Just get the Datsun and everyone likes noise. They get amazed by the noise. And that's why in Arabic there's a saying that only a doctor knows how, only a doctor knows how good another doctor is. Only. Everyone else says, Wallah, tabib hada mahir. This tabib, this doctor is amazing. But really, only another doctor knows how amazing he is. Because on what grounds, what's your mi'yar? What is your system of assessment? So Yusuf alayhi salam is teaching us so much in these verses, subhanAllah. Responsibility. When you ask a sheikh for a question, make sure you don't go to a sheikh who's just known online for saying a lot of things. But a sheikh who is known to have the fewest mistakes. Not only in what he says, but also in how he manages the deen and the presentation of the deen. What he teaches, where he teaches, how he teaches, to who he teaches it. All this is important. Knowledgeable plus responsible. Knowledgeable plus responsible. Knowledgeable plus responsible. And no doubt responsibility is connected to trust. Inni hafidh, I'm trustworthy. Meaning I'm responsible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ يَشَاءَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We spoke about this. Allah says, like this we established Yusuf upon the land. يَتَبَوَّأُ مِنْهَا حَيْثُ. He could go where he wanted, how he wanted, when he wanted, stay where he wanted. From Abd to Masjoon, from a slave to incarcerated prisoner to roam the land as you want, to do what you want, when you want, how you want. You have all the authority. He's in charge of the storage houses, right? He can go anywhere he wants in the land. He can inspect any farm. He can look at the practices of any farmer. He can settle where he wants. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا إِحْفَظْ هَذِهِ الْحَقِيقَةِ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. Memorize this and memorize it well, O male and female slave of Allah. Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا. It is Allah, it is we who established Yusuf on the land. That for Yusuf to be where he is right now with the salahiyat, with the protocols and the permissions that he has, he had to be in the well 40 to 50 years before. Connect the dots. Could he be here if he wasn't thrown in the well? If he wasn't in the well, would the caravan have found him? The caravan going to Egypt? If he wasn't found, he wouldn't have been taken in by the caravan. If the caravan didn't find him, he wouldn't have been in the slave market. If he wasn't in the slave market, the minister wouldn't have found him. If the minister didn't find him, he wouldn't have found himself growing up in the minister's house and becoming a test for the minister's wife. If that didn't happen, those trials wouldn't happen. If those trials didn't happen, he wouldn't have been in the prison. If he wasn't in the prison, he wouldn't have met the inmates. If he didn't meet the inmates, he wouldn't have met the person who would be in the palace of the king when the king saw the dream. And. Played forward and played backward. And see the pattern. See Allah's plan. Allah has a plan. It's all Allah's plan. It's all Allah's plan. Every day we live, we just have a pixel. Allah has the picture. Now we're seeing the picture of Yusuf alayhi salam. 50 years later, 40 years later, we're seeing the picture coming together. When Yusuf was in the well, by Allah I ask you, when Yusuf was in the well, could you have imagined one day he will be Wazir Misr? If I told you, Yalla. Okay, betting is haram, no betting. But if I told you, let's put best case scenario on the table here. Who can think of the best case scenario for Yusuf when he is down in a well as a young boy shirtless? Who here would have said, nah, best case scenario, he will be a minister of a land. Forget about Egypt, a minister in some land, a wazir, a malik. Anybody? What does this teach you? Every day you live through, Allah is just giving you a pixel. You know what a pixel is? A picture is made out of millions, tens of millions of pixels, depending on the size of the picture. Pixels. If you have a pixel, can you tell what the picture is going to be like from one pixel, from a few pixels? You need to keep gathering. And that's what patience is about. Be patient and wait to see Allah's plan through. Every day Allah is going to give you a pixel. Every moment will give you a pixel. Slowly but surely you'll start, subhanAllah, seeing that this is good for me, it's not bad for me. What I'm going through, subhanAllah, inspires me. Allah has chosen for me what I would have chosen for myself if Allah opened the qadr for me and told me, you choose your future. Think about it like this. that what you're going through, trust Allah. Trust Allah how? Trust Allah to the extent that you feel what I'm going through. If Allah gave me the choice and showed me all my options, I would have chosen this journey for myself. That whatever Allah does, He does good. And Yusuf knew this. And that's why at the end of the story he says, Inna Rabbi Latiful Lima Yasha. Latif. He describes Allah as Latif. La ilaha illallah. After all of this, he says, my Lord is gentle with whom He wills. This was gentleness. They were Bedouins in Sham, meaning living out in the, not Bedouins in that sense, not to, I know we have a particular paradigm of when we use the term Bedouins, but what I mean is they were out in Sham, in the middle of, you could say, nowhere. And now he's in charge of a civilization. I leave you to ponder over this. We will end on this lesson. The pixels that Allah gives us in our daily lives. So my dear brother and sister in Islam, whatever you're going through, just do the right thing. Do what pleases Allah. I know it's hard, but be patient. I know it's hard, but be patient. Whatever Allah does, He does good. You can't see it right now, but inshallah you will see it. Inshallah you will see it. What you need to do is just do the right thing. Just do that which you know Allah wants you to do in your moment. Don't lose yourself. Be patient and keep at it. And by Allah, you will only be pleased, inshallah. هذا والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين